Good morning. Do the less old people want to come to the front? Like if you're kind of a tiny human and Kian. Yeah, it's my boy. I got something to show you and you'll need to be here to see it because they're photographs and I don't think your eyesight's that great. So, hey, look at that. Kian's cool, be like Kian, you know? How are you all this morning? Good. Some of you look slightly happier than others, that's okay. Okay, so, I am visiting home. I live in America now, which is kind of far away. And so, I get to visit home, which is very exciting for me. And so, one of the things that I did this week is, have you ever been into the roof space or the attic in your house? Okay, do you know what's up there? It's just boxes full of stuff that your parents don't want in their house, but they don't know where else to put it. And so it all goes up there. And so I was in my mom's attic, and there was boxes and boxes. You don't have one. Do they keep all their stuff in the garage? Is that, yeah, yeah. So that's the kind of place I was. Yeah. And so I find this box of old photos of when I was really little, smaller than you guys. So I want to show you some of those. They're kind of funny. So I want to show you some of those. So Kian, do you want to pass the first one along? This is, I think it's my first journey on a train. So they look a little different. And also, if you look at me, you notice that like, so none of you guys have glasses. But these days, if you need glasses, you can get ones that look kind of cool. The ones in this photo are like massive. And my mom cut my fringe and it's not straight. And there's even better ones. Joyce Wedderburn's been laughing at them all weekend. So if you want to see the true gems, go talk to Joyce. All right. And so this second one is, this is the fashion. All right. Dungarees. Stripy colored dungarees. Yeah, that's what parents used to dress their children in, right? It's crazy. It's totally crazy. And also you'll notice the tiny TV screen, but the massive TV. That's what life used to be like. Here's another one, okay? So, what's this? It's a phone, right? Did you know that like back in the olden days when I was really little, they used to have a phone attached to the wall by a wire? Yeah. So there's me on the phone. It's on a wire. It's stretched though, so you could sit in the ground while you're on the phone. Yeah. That's what a phone used to look like. And, well, this is just me looking really, if you've been on Facebook recently, this is the one that went on Facebook. So it's a really cool tracksuit and a hat and a little trike. Matt was like, you have that phone. Is it in your garage? In your house. That's so cool. I like that. Old school. Okay. So these photos show you guys what my life looked like when I was your age or maybe even littler. So there was big glasses, wonky haircuts, phones and a wire, all of that. That's what life looked like. And today, when you guys are going to Sunday club, right? Who's doing Sunday club today? Who's going out with them? Bless you guys. Bless you guys for doing that today. When you guys go out to Sunday club, we are going to be reading from the Bible, and we are going to be hearing a sermon all about Paul. And as we read from the Bible and as we hear this sermon, we're going to learn about what life looked like for Paul and for the early church. See, one of the cool things about when we open our Bibles and when we read it is that we can see what life was like for God's people years and years and years ago. We can see what life looked like for them and we can learn from that. Just how when you look at these photographs, you can see what my life kind of looked like when I was little. When we open our Bibles and when we read it, we see what life was like for God's people hundreds and thousands of years ago. And we can see all of the wonderful things that God was doing even back then. So, you guys aren't going to be here for that part. So I want you guys to remember this. And when you see your parents afterwards, I want you to say, what did you learn about what life was like for Paul and for the church? I want you to quiz them. All right? Do you think they'll have good answers? You're like, uh-uh. Yes! Okay, we're hopeful! Which means you guys need to really pay attention. So that's great, right? So yeah, at the end of this, Ask your parents, what did they learn from looking at the Bible about what life looked like for God's people?